This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks, this is the interface between you and your weapon. If you're looking to get into precision shooting, if you're looking to get into hunting, if you're looking to, they have stuff for ARs, they have stuff for pump shotguns, semi-auto shotguns. It doesn't matter. And their interface is so much better than what came from your factory, bar none. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. What is a reasonable response in a self-defense situation? Okay? This is one of John Farnham's students that wrote a little oratory. I'm in my 70s when I'm the victim of an unprovoked attack by a younger, bigger, stronger person who's using only his fists, elbows, knees, and or shod feet. How much of a pummeling am I expected to absorb, and for how long before I employ deadly force in order to stop the attack and thus prevent myself from being injured / murdered? That's a good question, but it's a very easily answered question. As we age, if we get handicapped, if you're handicapped already, if you become like me and you've got a divot in your chest now, there's a lot of things that lower the bar. But no matter who you ask, you're not going to get a very satisfactory answer to that question. Probably you won't find mine to be very satisfying either. First, everybody looks for safety in the law. And we ask ourselves, when I strictly follow the law, I know I will never be prosecuted. Okay, that's fine. Many naive instructors keep reiterating, know the law, as if that were even possible, and as if that represents a guarantee that a bad thing's never going to happen to you. If you were to read every law carefully, along with each ordinance, rule, guideline, and regulation that could ever possibly apply to you as a gun owner, carrier, particularly as you travel around the country, there wouldn't be enough years left in your life to worry about. Well, you wouldn't complete the task, and you would die trying to do it. But you'd never be attacked, because you'd be reading the whole time. But even then, the task would be largely an exercise in futility. We are no longer a nation of laws. We've become a nation of agendas. Some laws, like our immigration laws, for example, are openly, deliberately, and contemptuously violated every day, with no consequence. Laws against possession of marijuana, for example. And the use of marijuana are openly violated in entire states with no consequence. So then, what is the law when it can be ignored by state governments? What other laws can we ignore? Today, a lot of times, okay? And take this the way I mean it. There's a lot of officer-involved shootings which are completely justified by any standard. But then the shooting becomes the subject of civil suits where cities don't even put up a fight, and they dole out untold millions of taxpayer dollars to the bereaved families of the vicious, violent, and mercifully dead criminals, but these innocent officers. Officers who acted properly. Officers who correctly did the job that we pay them to do, and are also being viciously prosecuted by politically active prosecutors who cynically see an unjust conviction merely as a career stepping stone. So, when you're involved in a self-defense shooting, what will be important? Now, what's going to sway the prosecutors is usually the way the event is reported in the papers and other news media. When the headline is, "Local Gun Nut Slays Honor Student," you can bet the system will be under immense pressure to prosecute, while facts of the case shrink to irrelevance. When the shooting is cross-racial, hang on to your hat, you may find yourself being prosecuted merely to mollify rioters. When the shooting takes place during an election year, hang on to your hat. A political candidate may push for prosecution merely to court votes from a particular minority. We saw that in the Zimmerman case in 2008. So where is safety in the law? There is none. The short answer. But here's some things that we can recommend. Be a good person. Heaven knows none of us are perfect, but good people ever strive towards goodness and decency and personal honesty. And at the same time, be very good at minding your own business. Number two, A, don't go to stupid places. B, don't associate with stupid people. C, don't do stupid things. D, be in bed by 10 p.m., your own bed. E, have a normal appearance. F, don't fail the attitude test. Number three, when you go armed, keep weapons discreetly out of sight. Don't talk about your guns. Don't show your guns to anyone. Don't brandish your gun unless you have to shoot somebody with it. Number four, when you must shoot, use your sights, press your trigger carefully, and hit with every shot. Number five, stop shooting when the threat is clearly neutralized. Number six, you'll know you're making a mistake if you start chasing suspects. Don't ever chase them. That means, number seven, don't flee the scene except as necessary to preserve your own safety. Number eight, be the first to the phone. Call the cops first. Report the incident to police as soon as practicable. You know, if you have somebody like Second Call, USCCA, whatever, Second Call goes to them. Number nine, know what to say and what not to say to police. Know your lines. Number 10, get your lawyer involved as quickly as possible. Number 11, and this is very important, be prepared for an unpleasant aftermath. Endless media lies, PTSD, completely disrupting your life, by the way. Don't expect anyone to be sympathetic. Don't expect anybody to be understanding. Number 12, and this is also nearly as important as the other one. This is a traumatic event. This will stay with you for the rest of your life. You're never going to get over it. But as the days and weeks pass, you'll be able to put it in perspective and move on. And that may seem inadequate and grossly oversimplified. But I live under Occam's razor, so that's the way I go. And hopefully that is helpful. But understand this, there's no guarantees to any of this. The only guarantee that I can make you is that you may have an edge if you train for these kind of events. And that's about it. But once you are in it, You'll stay in it. That's an unfortunate reality. It'll stay with you for the rest of your life. It'll never leave you. It'll never leave you alone for months, for weeks, for days. You'll relive that moment. And some of these things will be tattooed into your consciousness. You'll be able to see the smoke. You'll be able to feel certain sensations. Although, when you're actually doing things, you'll be losing all that gross motor skill and everything else, as they would say. But if you're looking for safety in the law, even if it's available, it's minutes away when you need it in seconds. So you're on your own. Please be prepared. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gunstocks are, you know, they're sort of like something you didn't need, you know you needed, or wanted, for that matter. But check them out. Boyd'sGunstocks.com. In Obama's first term, Joe Biden was the vice president, Eric Holder was the attorney general, and Hillary Clinton was the secretary of state. Did the three of them have discussions about removing Obama from office because of mental unfitness? Like author Michael Wolff, who claims that White House aides contemplate removing Trump from office, there's no proof that those discussions ever took place, but given Obama's obvious mental incapacity, don't you think it's possible that that might have occurred? The 25th Amendment of the Constitution was written with Barack Obama in mind. It states in part, Section 4, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principled officers of the executive departments or of such other bodies Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. That phrase, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, can refer to a physical or mental incapacity. There's a lot of evidence that Obama had mental incapacities. He fervently believed that there was a global doomsday scenario that was going to destroy the world. He believed that the Earth is getting hotter and hotter, despite clear scientific evidence that it is not, and feared the destruction of the planet, so he claimed. And that is delusional. He was against redefining marriage when he began his presidency, and then he became for it. Split personality much? Obama actually believed that boys can become girls simply by saying so in order to schools to let those confused boys go into girls' bathrooms. That's delusional. He was vaguely aware that we'd been fighting some groups in the Middle East, one of them with the word Islamic in the name. But he was unaware that this group is Muslim and has Muslims in it. Obama had delusions that he was a king rather than a mere president. He thought he could promulgate laws on immigration, health care, and welfare all on his own, and did so, which is also clearly delusional. In light of his delusional behavior, is it out of the realm of possibility to imagine that Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, met regularly to discuss whether the president was incapacitated and needed to be replaced? I can't prove, of course, that that ever happened. Can anybody prove that it didn't, though? Michael Wolff speculated that that's what's going on in the White House today. I speculate that this is what was happening all during the Obama tenure. The difference is that Trump's actions have not been delusional, while many of Obama's clearly were. But who do you think was more mentally ill, Barack Obama or Donald Trump? I don't know. I just found that amusing. The idea, okay? Now, Steve Bannon is having a good time right now. He just got fired from Breitbart. I never understood the whole thing about Steve Bannon. I know he wasn't a white supremacist, but at the same time, he was a little odd, maybe. But he has wounded himself grievously. And he's trying to walk that back. And sometimes, you know, there is no walking something like that back. Now, getting out there and supplying that kind of information when you're supposed to. You know, when he left the White House, he said that he could do more. He could be more of help to Donald Trump than he could outside of his staff than he could inside his staff. And that's what everybody thought he was going to do. Except, you know, sometimes you're a website guy and sometimes you're a publisher. And if you're really good at those things, you're not going to, just because you're good at that does not make you a political, you know, genius. Now, Trump has changed the dynamic without a doubt. But Trump does his stuff. Trump is very sly about what he does. He's a genius with the way he manipulates the press. He's a genius the way he manipulates the left. He's a genius the way he manipulates the Never Trumps. He's out there putting on this. He puts out this image, and it is an image. Go look at everything he's accomplished as president. He's toying with these people. Bannon, he didn't have that. He didn't have that capability. It's not something you can teach somebody. And he was his own worst enemy, and he needs to go. He deserves to go. Nice knowing you. But at the same time, you know, Donald Trump, Barack Obama didn't salute troops sometimes. That's nothing. I mean, that's not for a president, the commander in chief. It's a physical act, a moment of respect for something. He didn't have respect for that. Donald Trump, one of his Marine guards, his hat blew off, or as they would say, their cover. He picked it up and stuck it back on his Marine's head. He respected the guy guarding him enough to make sure that guy stayed in uniform, who was not going to budge from his station. We have a real commander-in-chief now, and we should all be real happy about that. And this Michael Wolff guy, I can speculate with the best of them. I can speculate as good as he did. And I'm telling you, Barack Obama was mentally incapacitated. And I'm almost certain that there was a bloodless coup being planned in the background. Everybody thought he was clearly off his rocker. I'm almost certain of that. And nobody can prove that is not the case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. The Boyd's gun stock that I'm putting on the Scout rifle is going to be wider in the front where my support hand goes. So I'm going to be able to hold on to it easier. It's got a little ridge for me to grip it. It's just beautiful. It's got the cheek riser, and it's got the telescopic buttstock that's coming out, so I can adjust my length of pull. It's just great. BoydsGunStocks.com. Do you watch award shows on television? Because over the next 2 months, if you do, well, you should be happy. Because the Tinseltown group is going to get together. They're going to be the aggrandizing charlatans that they are. They're going to gather there over and over again to celebrate themselves. While that's going on, I'm going to be cleaning my kitchen tile grout with a toothbrush. And maybe my bathroom floor grout with a toothbrush. I don't know. I'll be doing something with a toothbrush. I certainly won't be watching any of these award shows. Now, thanks to the magic that is the interwebs, no one can totally escape the day after endless rehash. No one can escape the photos of who wore what on the red carpet. So far, it's been somewhat different, given that Hollywood held a funeral, and in solidarity, mourners, or at least those who got the memo, donned their designer widow's weeds for the Golden Globes. In case you're still wondering who died, it was Harvey Weinstein, but apparently he doesn't know it yet. So if the irony and hypocrisy of a fake funeral haven't quite sunk in yet, allow me to elucidate for you. Remember that Harvey Weinstein has been accused of everything from inappropriate sexual innuendo to raping several women who were conned into believing that an invite to his hotel room for the purpose of discussing a future movie role meant, well, at least in his mind, that they would have to put out for his promise of a role in his next film. The irony, it's a secret that everyone knows in the movie industry, the infamous casting couch. In fact, the history of the casting couch is endemic to film. Beginning in the early days of Hollywood, circa 1920, studio barons, movie producers, and directors expected and were often granted sexual favors in exchange for a movie part, which literally occurred on couches, conspicuously located in the offices of many a Hollywood heavyweight. It was common knowledge that actresses wanting a movie role first had to be auditioned on the couch. Times change, and so does office decor. While the couch may have disappeared, producers and directors simply relocated themselves to hotel rooms. Couches were exchanged for beds. Auditions continued with regularity. And while the cascade of accusers and wrong women has decreased somewhat, more than 300 women in the film industry recently took up the cudgel and organized themselves into yet another cause célèbre. And that's why they chose to wear black at the Golden Globes, in addition to wearing the newly minted Time's Up lapel pin. Now, their hypocrisy hasn't gone unnoticed. The Harvey Weinsteins of Hollywood hadn't operated, or they haven't operated in a vacuum, far from it. As a matter of fact, and to date, the list of accused serial sexual predators includes morning television show hosts, sportscasters, orchestra conductors, radio show hosts, politicians, actors and musicians, comedians, college professors, and news editors. What is particularly insidious about the film and television industry is the number of abuse victims who have come forward, having all been abused by the same man over the course of many years, and yet only in the last 12 months have these women come forward en masse and publicly revealed their sordid stories. Here's the fun part, though. We're supposed to believe that they don't talk among themselves. In Meryl Streep's case, when called out for her hypocrisy on Twitter by Rose McGowan, a rape victim of Harvey Weinstein, she defended herself by replying, "I didn't know." Now, keep in mind that Streep had starred, or has starred, in numerous Weinstein films and went so far as to call him a god during her last Academy Award acceptance speech. Rose McGowan was not swayed by the outpouring of actresses in black at the Golden Globes. Tweeting on Sunday, she said actresses like Meryl Streep, who happily worked for the pig monster, are wearing black at Golden Globes in a silent protest. "Your silence is the problem. You'll accept a fake award breathlessly and affect no real change. I despise your hypocrisy. Maybe you should all wear Marchesa." I don't get that one because I'm not up on who makes the best dress. And the final insult? Like the casting couch, Hollywood's political bent is no secret. It is a Democrat stronghold. Not only for votes, but for massive amounts of political campaign contributions. I have no doubt that Meryl Streep not only voted for Bill Clinton, an unrepentant serial sexual predator, most likely contributed money to the campaign of Hillary Clinton, Bill's enabler. I have no doubt that many of the women who walked up the red carpet in black and proudly wore their Time's Up lapel pins at the Golden Globes also voted for Bill and contributed money to Hillary. Like I said, the hypocrisy hasn't gone unnoticed. Oh, goodness gracious. I got a quick question to ask before we... When Kelly moved from the Department of Homeland Security to the White House, there was an interim period when an Obama holdover named Elaine Duke was acting Secretary of Homeland Security. And during that time, she decided that the Haitians living in America under the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, due to the earthquake, could and should return home. And she gave the Haitians 18 months to leave the country. That's a long time. And it seemed like Trump pressured Duke to end TPS for the Haitians, and Duke were reluctantly agreeing, built in the extra 18 months to benefit the Haitians. But now, Kelly's handpicked successor at DHS, Kristen Nielsen, she's made a similar decision regarding 263,000 El Salvadorans who were granted temporary residence in the United States, temporary for over 17 years. Nielsen, who Sloppy Steve Bannon's Breitbart calls Lady DACA while ordering the El Salvadorans to go home, has also given the El Salvadorans 18 months to leave the country. It doesn't require 18 months to leave the country. A landlord doesn't need 18 months to evict a tenant. An employer doesn't need 18 months to fire an employee. A man doesn't need 18 months to break up with his girlfriend, although maybe there's sometimes legitimate reasons to take that long. Is it, I'm trying to kick around an idea here, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. But this delay is going to give the El Salvadorans more time to go into the shadows, more time to apply for a green card, more time to create more anchor babies, collect welfare, take jobs from Americans. And for some of them, they'll be making money with the MS-13. The part that worries me about this is that this will take until the end of Trump's first term. And it's almost like bureaucratically we're kicking the can down the road again. That part bothers me to no end. So we'll see. We will see what that means. But TPS, when it's time to get kicked out, well, we're going to give you a year and a half to make it work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Unbelievable the way these things feel. I've actually had I had a Boyd's gun stock installed on the scout rifle. It was amazing. But they wanted to check something, so they had me take it back off, stick the original stock back on it, send it to them. For 5 minutes, I was in Boyd's gun stock heaven with that gun. You can do it and keep it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, at the opening of this hour, I was talking about what is a reasonable response to a self-defense situation. And I gave you 12 things to consider. Let me add to that, if I may. So we'll pick up at number 13, shall we? Don't shoot unless you have to. It all comes down to that. When you need to shoot immediately in order to prevent yourself from being crippled / murdered, it will probably be pretty blatant. So if it isn't blatantly obvious to you, you probably don't need to shoot. Number 14, when you need to shoot, shoot with sufficient volume and accuracy necessary to produce lethal wounds and thus finish the fight quickly. Because the longer the fight goes on, the more deadly risk you expose yourself to. When there must be a lethal response on your part to a deadly attack, get the fight over with as quickly as you can. In legal parlance, you can't shoot someone in a non-deadly manner, nor should you try. Number 15, don't approach a downed, wounded suspect. When a suspect has been wounded, even when he is on the ground and not moving, stay well away from him. He is still extremely dangerous. Number 16, whatever you do or don't do, it's not going to be perfect. And understand and expect that many will come along afterward. A lot of armchair quarterbacking, point out where and how you could have done it better. And they will probably be right, but the law doesn't require you to be perfect, happily. It doesn't require you to be reasonable. The system chooses to define the term, however they choose to define that. Number 17, and I say this with full realization. I studied this over the holidays. you could join the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. They didn't pay me to tell you that. They are a very powerful ally, one that you'd be glad to have. Some have asked for an expanded explanation of how to deal with responding police. Now, for a competent explanation, you need to go to somebody's class, but maybe the following will be helpful. When confronting police in the aftermath of a lethal force event, you have no guns or other weapons in your hands showing. Here are some things you can say. Officers, thank God you're here. Or, I'm the one who called. And those men attacked us. And they tried to murder us. And we were in fear for our lives. Also, I will sign a complaint. Also, I will be happy to answer your questions, but not until my lawyer is here. And also, I don't feel well and I may be injured. I need to go to the hospital right now. Now, each of those points will need expansion, but that is the base scenario. And even if you don't believe that you're physically injured, it is a good idea to go to a hospital to get checked over. You just went through a big, big adrenaline dump. You may be injured and not realize it. Also, point out to police any ongoing threats, any articles of evidence that may not be obvious, witnesses who may have seen what happened but are not obvious. And aside from that, be quiet. Silence is your best ally in the short term. Your lawyer may eventually permit you to be interviewed by police, but only after you've had an opportunity to compose yourself. And even then, only in his presence. And that's, you know, unless you're taking notes for that. You need to go to a class of some sort. And then you need to go to the same class. And then you need to go to another class just like it. And because this is serious business, and you need to approach this very seriously. As we get ready to take off, there's a headline in the Washington Post, "Will the Economy Save Trump?" from Robert J. Samuelson. He's confused. The headline should be, "Thank God for the Trump Economy." He obviously recognizes that the economy is good, but he says people still tend to credit or blame the sitting president for the economy's performance. For Trump, that's fabulous news. The economy is thriving, and most mainstream analysts believe that it will stay that way through the year. An improving global economy compounds the effect. Consider the forecast from the IHS Market, a consulting firm. It expects the U.S. economic growth of 2.6% in 2018, better than the 2.3% in 2017, and much better than the 1.5% in 2016. The unemployment rate, now 4.1%, will drop below 4%, but inflation won't worsen. For 2018, consumer prices are expected to increase 1.3%, down from 2017's 2.1%. So he's confused because he has no idea why the public doesn't recognize the economy is good and wonders why polarization has intensified. He writes, "What's striking about the current situation is the huge disconnect between what's happening in the economy and what's happening in politics. Politics is unstable and chaotic. Polarization is intensified. And Trump has corrupted political debate with his constant, often untrue tweets. Meanwhile, economic confidence is strong and the stock market acts as if it has not a worry in the world. To some extent, the contradictions can be reconciled by Trump's pro-business tax and regulatory policies, but the gap is too wide for this to be a fully adequate explanation." That shows that this guy can't read or can't comprehend that when 95% of the articles on Trump are negative, no matter what he does, especially in his paper, the Washington Post, the media are intentionally polarizing and misleading the public because of their agenda. But then that's probably hard to see when you're on the inside of the hate Trump bubble, as Samuelson is, rather than watching it from the outside in disbelief. That's the thing. Now, the interesting thing here is this guy really confused? Does he really not have a clue? This reminds me of when I was a little boy. Do you remember when you were a child where somebody would say, "Don't drop that, it'll break," which meant we were going to drop it? And then I don't remember exactly what the incident was. It was a glass or maybe it was a seashell, but I was told not to drop it or it would break, and I dropped it anyway. I dropped it on purpose. And then I was utterly puzzled that it broke. I couldn't believe that this thing that I'd held in my hand that felt so solid would break. And that's what this sounds like. This guy is looking at politics, and he's looking at the nation. He does not understand that the true barometer for how a president is doing has a lot to do with the economy. And this is Trump's economy. I know it's Trump's economy because we just came out of Obama's economy. As soon as Trump won the election, the stock market started to go crazy. Everybody was braced for a tropical storm called Clinton to come into town and wipe everything away. And then when she didn't, when it became apparent that she was not, everybody there for, I mean, literally, people were going, really? Really? And then they were like, party time! And off it took. And for everybody that's out there saying, well, the Trump slump of the gun industry, 2017 was either the second or the third biggest year for gun sales in modern times since we've been counting background checks. So you can keep on saying that noise all you want. People still buying guns. There's still new people coming into it. Women, you know, this is why it's the week of the weaponized woman. Lots of women coming into it. Lots of millennials coming into it. Even the transes are coming into it. So lots of people buying guns. There are certain categories of guns that may be not moving the way I would think they would move, but certainly handguns are going, ammunition is going, accessories are going. SHOT Show should be interesting. I'm waiting to see what's being brought forward. I've already seen one SIG that came out, and I sort of like it. I've been looking for a gun that size. That may be the one. And we'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.